Raven SR makes a huge announcement in Australia. HH2E gets some big funding. And Baotech is getting some big orders on their hydrogen transport trailers. All this on today's Hydrogen Podcast. So the big questions in the energy industry today are, how is hydrogen the primary driving force behind the evolution of energy? Where is capital being deployed for hydrogen projects globally? And where are the best investment opportunities for early adopters who recognize the importance of hydrogen? I will address the critical issues and give you the information you need to deploy capital. Those are the questions that will unlock the potential of hydrogen, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Paul Rodden, and welcome to the Hydrogen Podcast. In a press release on May 16th, Raven SR signs MOU with Gevolve Solutions and expands its global hydrogen footprint into Australia with First Nations majority-owned company. Raven SR, which is a renewable fuels company, announced the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding with Gevolve Solutions, a majority-owned, First Nations-owned company in Australia, to provide opportunities for Indigenous people to continue to lead in the energy transition towards a lower carbon future. With Raven SR as Gevolve Solutions' sole international partner for waste to hydrogen, the MOU establishes a collaborative relationship between the two companies for the development of a hydrogen and synthetic fuels production network utilizing Raven SR's proprietary non-combustion steam CO2 technology. The initial project will be the establishment of a major regional waste to hydrogen facility in Western Australia, followed by additional regional facilities in remote and regional areas, before expanding into other states and territories of Australia. In a quote from Matt Murdoch, Raven SR CEO, "As Raven SR continues to expand globally with our non-combustion renewable hydrogen process, we are excited for our venture into Australia through our partnership with Gevolve Solutions. We respect its community values and emphasis on the importance of environmental responsibility and energy independence." He continues by saying, "Our scalable waste-to-energy design will provide for local production and local use across Australia and beyond. Gevolve Solutions will support local Indigenous-owned businesses and workforces by providing the development, planning, and regulatory approvals, procurement, local fabrication, and construction services for the waste-to-hydrogen sites." And in a quote from Benny Egmeles, Gevolve chairperson and director, "Gevolve believes that the success of delivering a greener future tomorrow comes with our ability to collaborate and share innovation today. We seek to ensure the protection and preservation of our land, people, and culture. We are truly blessed to partner with Raven SR, who has led with great determination and action to advance technology that will revolutionize how we manage waste across the planet and complement what we are doing to reduce our carbon emissions in Australia." Now, Raven SR's technology is designed to produce more renewable hydrogen per ton of waste than competing processes. Raven SR's process can produce other renewable energy products that help lower emissions, such as synthetic liquid fuels, additives and solvents, electricity via microturbines, and sustainable aviation fuel. Okay, so a big announcement from Raven SR as they're moving way over to Australia to implement their waste-to-hydrogen technology. Now, we here at the Hydrogen Podcast have had a long relationship with Raven SR, and we are very excited to hear about this news. And the fact is, it really makes a lot of sense to start moving over to Australia, seeing as how that country's embrace of hydrogen is really leading the world. And I have to be honest, I'm very excited to see just where this location is going to be in relation to some of the other electrolysis projects going on in Western Australia. But for now, at least, this project seems like an absolute home run for Raven SR. Next, in another press release, HH2E concludes equity raising round with Hydrogen One and Foresight and secures funding agreement for 5 large-scale projects. HH2E AG is pleased to announce definitive agreements with Hydrogen One Capital Growth PLC, or Hydrogen One, and funds managed by Foresight Group LLP for the acquisition of minority equity stakes in HH2E, expected to total at least 12 million euros. Hydrogen One and Foresight each have the right to a supervisory board seat at HH2E AG. HH2E has developed a cutting-edge new generation power station. The HH2E work can operate with a limited number of hours a day of renewable power as input in order to supply a constant flow of carbon-free power, green hydrogen, and heat, being able to use only the energy generated in the hours with lower energy prices. Its operating cost base is competitive. Foresight and Hydrogen One have also signed a framework agreement to co-invest in HH2E's projects directly. They will provide a substantial part of the development and construction capital, covering 5 large projects. These projects are expected to be at industrial locations across Germany and will cost in excess of 500 million euros to fully develop. The HH2E founders and executive board members, Alexander Voigt, Andrea Schierenbeck, and Mark Page, welcome the new shareholders and are excited to work with Hydrogen One and Foresight on the HH2E growth plan. Alexander Voigt said, "When creating HH2E, we wanted to build a business capable of making 100% renewable energy dream possible. Today, our purpose became even more relevant as HH2E business activities can also help Germany reduce its energy import needs, with price parity in mind, while fighting global warming." Andreas Schierenbeck added, "Germany has one of the largest industrial and manufacturing sectors in the world. Leaders in these sectors know they must secure the supply of energy, control energy costs, and find low or zero carbon solutions soon. Green hydrogen is the best, fastest, and most economic form of replacing natural gas in industries that cannot operate in an all-electric basis. HH2E will be producing green hydrogen located close to the industries that need it." And in a quote from Mark Page, "We're delighted to have 2 substantial institutional investors in the green energy space backing our growth plans. This financing agreement enables a massive acceleration of our development plans and a substantial portion of the 2.7 billion euros we expect to deploy on sites in the next 5 to 6 years. Now, over the next few years, the emphasis will be on decarbonizing existing industrial sites. But over time, HH2E will also develop greenfield projects. HH2E has already identified several potential multi-gigawatt investment opportunities in Germany." Simon Hogan, chairman of Hydrogen One, said, "HH2E is Hydrogen One's second investment into a clean hydrogen developer company. HH2E are identifying substantial clean hydrogen projects in Germany, which offer the potential for significant investment there for our shareholders." And in a quote from Matt Hammond, partner at Foresight Group, "Germany represents an attractive market, given the commitment by its industrial base to decarbonize with green energy, and especially given the strong political support to build a green hydrogen economy. HH2E is well positioned to take a leading role in this market, and we are excited to be supporting the company in delivering this ambition." Right now, Germany is aiming to get almost 100% of its electricity from renewables by 2035, making the development of renewable power generation and green hydrogen industries top priority for the country in the decades to come. Until 2030, the German government targets to reach a generation capacity of 360 gigawatts of wind and solar power, and the installation of 10 gigawatts of electrolyzer capacity. And now a little background about HH2E. They're a green energy company founded in Germany, with their technology mix looking to transform a variable input of sun or wind energy into a constant flow of price-competitive green hydrogen, heat, and carbon-free electricity. This to support local industries and municipalities. Okay, so a big win for HH2E. And it's great to see that Hydrogen One has added a second hydrogen company to their portfolio list. And from what I can tell, HH2E looks to be a very solid investment. I'm also excited to see that the Foresight Group has invested in this also. Seeing as how they have a long history of solid private equity investment, this takes them in a bit of a new direction by investing in a solid energy transition company. So a big congratulations to HH2E, getting 2 very solid financial backers as they move forward. And lastly, on a press release on May 10th, Biotech receives orders for 12 hydrogen transport trailers from leading global industrial gas companies. Biotech, which is an innovator in hydrogen solutions, is announcing a recent order for 12 high-fill hydrogen transport trailers from 3 of the world's leading industrial gas companies. Biotech's transport trailers will be used to deliver high-pressure gaseous hydrogen to support motive and stationary fuel cell applications in California. The trailers will be manufactured at Biotech's Tulsa, Oklahoma facility for delivery within 4 months using their proprietary quick-turn manufacturing process. In a quote from Michael Kuntz, Biotech's president, "We are thrilled and yet humbled to continue to be selected to partner with these multinational industrial gas suppliers to support the growth of their hydrogen distribution networks. Our high-pressure hydrogen transports safely move more hydrogen per load than traditional methods." Using Type 3 composite cylinders, Biotech gas transport trailers carry up to 3 times more hydrogen per load than traditional steel tube trailers. This higher payload means more sites can be refueled from each trailer, lowering transportation costs and increasing driver productivity. The lightweight trailers are compact in size and easily navigate tight spaces when delivering hydrogen to retail hydrogen refueling stations or fuel cell systems supporting critical communications infrastructure. Continuing the quote from Michael Kuntz, "We are experiencing record growth in demand for our high-pressure transport trailers as fuel cell power systems and vehicles are deployed throughout the United States. Trailers can be quickly customized by our in-house design and fabrication team to meet each customer's unique needs and delivered to customers within a matter of months. Baotech is an experienced and trusted supplier to industrial gas suppliers, with more than 600 high-pressure gas transport and storage systems delivered since 2001. Industrial gas distributors look to Baotech for customizable solutions that feature Baotech's proprietary valves and thermal protection systems. These devices are integrated into Baotech's compressed gas transport and storage solutions, enabling higher gas utilization and exceptional safety. Premier safety features include rapidly ventilating systems, proprietary thermally activated pressure relief devices, welded manifold connection for leak prevention, and emergency shutdown systems." Okay, so just a quick press release from Baotech, but an important one nonetheless. Now, I'm not surprised to see that these trailers are going to California, but I would like to know who these three companies are that are buying these trailers. Now, it's also important to note that Baotech is not just a hydrogen transportation company. They also manufacture hydrogen and are looking to build out hydrogen hubs in North America and Europe. All right, that's it for me, everyone. If you have a second, I would really appreciate it if you could leave a good review on whatever platform it is that you listen to. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, whatever it is. That would be a tremendous help to the show. And as always, if you have any feedback, you're welcome to email me directly at info@thehydrogenpodcast.com. And as always, take care, stay safe, I'll talk to you later. Hey, this is Paul. I hope you liked this podcast. If you did and want to hear more, I'd appreciate it if you would either subscribe to this channel on YouTube or connect with your favorite platform through my website at www.thehydrogenpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. I very much appreciate it. Have a great day.